episode number 12.
Welcome to Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets, the show that offers you insight, tips, tricks, and shortcuts to superior hockey play.
Welcome to another show. In this one, at least the audio portion, is going to be a little shorter than usual. As hoped, I finally completed those special videos I'd promised for you. So, because they are a bit different than anything I've ever done before, or unlike anyone else has likely ever done, I have to spend a bulk of this episode suggesting ways you might use them. First, though, a few administrative things. Just the other day, I was asked about exchanging links with another hockey service. And in my eagerness to do something like that, I created a separate page called Coach Chick's Friends. You'll find that listed off to the right with some other links. And if you provide a service that might be helpful to my listening audience, by all means, email me so we can discuss exchanging links. For anyone interested in my 08-09 teams, be sure to touch base with me quickly. My guess is that they'll be filled within about 2 weeks of this broadcast. Then, before I get into the meat of those videos, I have to share something a little personal with you. To begin, I don't know if I'm unique or not, but a lot of what keeps me going and loving my work is the energy I get from happy customers. And just a few months this show has been running, I find the need to thank a few people who've encouraged me, even if they didn't realize it. Locally, Fred from East Bridgewater, Mass., has frequently prodded me because he's eagerly awaited my next show. A hockey dad from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, wrote the other day to ask about my programs, and he further encouraged my work with video. Thanks for that one. I recently heard from a former prized student, Eric G., who now lives in Georgia. And Eric, among other nice things, said, "Your site stocks my brain with tips to use or keep in my back pocket for training and instituting winning attitudes." God, thanks for that one, buddy. And a couple of regular visitors to the Motion Lab, Dan and his dad Jim, are always commenting on the show, plus bringing me little presents to ease my old coaching throat or to up my caffeine intake. Thanks, fellas. Then, I received a wonderful email from Todd W. from Michigan, who describes himself as a new coach. Todd shared some real personal feelings about the game. He asked me a pretty challenging question I'm currently pondering, and he ended by thanking me for sharing my experiences and expertise with the hockey community. Nah, thank you, Todd, and all the other great listeners who make this program so much fun to do. It's a great feeling to know my efforts are appreciated. Now, to get into those free videos. After a couple of viewings, I'll suggest that a player watch the videos in an area where he or she might do some light physical work. For example, when I run the breakaway movie up in the motion lab, I'm planning on having my students dribble a ball as they watch. In this way, they'll be learning to keep their eyes up as they read the various attack options. When we watch the slap shot video, I'm going to have my kids use a short stick shaft so that they can copy the movements they see on the screen. In this one, it isn't necessary for them to watch and practice at the same time, although they could do this at times. Most of the time, though, I'll have my students alternately watch for a few seconds, try a few shots, and so forth. Talking specifically about the breakout video here, in the start, I do provide a little instruction, while the bulk of the program is meant to be interactive. When it comes to the slap shot movie, I fill that almost entirely with video samples, with just a little voiceover where I think it might be helpful. Then, two final points before I point you towards those videos. My aim here is to get certain players over a hump. In so doing, I've really oversimplified things. I think these kind of steps are necessary when first learning any basic skill, but you can be sure that I'd add a whole lot more to the instructions once my players or students got beyond this level of learning. Secondly, although I had to split my instructions and the videos and place them on two separate pages, they really must go hand in hand. I mean, I don't want anyone stumbling across the videos without these instructions. And of course, what I've said here has little value unless a player gets to frequently study and work with the videos. So, what I've done is place the videos on a hidden page that is only accessible with my permission. All you have to do is email me at coachchick@aol.com and I'll send you a special invitation to the videos. It's as simple as that. So listen to the instructions here, request a link to the videos in an email, and I'll send you an invitation. Enjoy.
Coach Chick's Hockey Secrets is brought to you by New England Hockey and CoachChick.com.